Okay, this is a Parak Yud and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, and we're slowly only a few prakim left until we finish the entire sefer of Zra'im, which will actually be the halfway point of more or less of the Mishnah Torah. So in Parak Test now, we did Shmita's Kesafim already, which was loans. Now, if you recall, the Rambam lists in his mitzvos a that there's a mitzvah of counting 7 years, and number two, the mitzvah of Yovel. So now we're going to get into those specific commandments. So in Halacha Aleph, he says, mitzvah saseh lisbor sheva shanim. Right? So it's a mitzvah to count sets of 7 years, l'kadei shnasa chamishin, as well to sanctify the 50th year. Shneamar v'safarta l'cha sheva shabbos shanim, v'kidashtam shnasa chamishin. U'shnei mitzvahs elu, these two commandments, remember, one is counting the seven-year cycle, the other one is the 50th year. Only the high court can actually go ahead and engage in these counts. Now the Rambam is going to get into some interesting history of when the counting began and how it degraded over time, and also a very fascinating debate as so far as what happened on Masorah and what the Gaonim decided. So Lacha Beis, he says, so when did they first start counting Shemitah, these years? So 14 years after getting into Eretz Yisrael, Shneir Mar Sheishanim Tizras Adecha, V'Sheishanim Tizmar Karmecha, Ad Sheikol Echad Makiras Arzo. Right. So until again, everyone has been there long enough that they recognize the portion that belongs to them. V'Shevashanim Asa B'Kibush Arz. 7 years they involved in conquering. V'Shevashanim B'Chiluk, and 7 years to divide it up. Nimses Omer. So what does this come out to? Okay. V'Shnas Shalosh V'Chamesh Melos Va'Apayim LiYitzira. So 2,503 years, Mer Rosh Hashanah, okay, from the creation of Rosh Hashanah, Me'achar Molad Adam Rishon, after the first man was created, Shehi Shana Shnia LiYitzira, which is the second year of creation itself, is still in those. That's when they started counting. So again, 2,503 years after creation. V'Asu Shnas Eser V'Chamesh Mos LiYitzira, and they declared the, which technically speaking, 2,510 years after creation, Shishnas Echas Ve'esrim Mishenechtos Ar Shmita, which would be 21 years after he got into Eretz Yisrael. So again, 21 years after the entered Eretz Yisrael was the first Shmita. Umana Sheva Shmitos V'kitchu Shnas Hamishim, and they counted seven sets of Shmitas, and they were sanctified the 50th year, which would be Shehi Shnas Arba V'shishim Mishenechtos Aretz. That would be the 64th year after he got to Israel. So again, the first Yovel in Eretz Yisrael was celebrated 64 years after the Knesset of the Jewish nation. Okay, Halacha Gimel. Now, Shiva Asar Yovlim, there were 17 Yovels. Remember, Yovels every 50 years. So 17 of those, Mani Yisrael, Mishan Nichlus Arts, Ve'achi Yetzir. So they counted 17 total Yovels from when they got in to when they were exiled. Vishana Shiyatsuba, Shechara V'bayis Barishona, the year when they were exiled, which is basically the year when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Motzei Shvias Haisa. It was actually the year after Shemitah, okay, so it would be the eighth year, so to speak, or the first of the new cycle, Vishnah Sheshu Shloshim Yovel Haisa, and it was the 36th year in the total Yovel counting, meaning there would still be 14 years to go prior to getting to Yovel. Sharbar Meos Shana V'Esa Shanim Ama Bayis Rishon. How do we know this? Because the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. Keman Shechar Rabayis Batal Minyan Zen. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the count was destroyed with it. Misha Batla, okay, after the counting stopped, Nishara Aretz Hareba Shimshana, as we know, the land of Israel remained empty for 7 years. Vinin the Baishin, and then the second temple was built. Rabameos Vesim Shana Abad, and that stood for 420 years. Uvishana Hashvius Nibinyano, okay, and here's where things get interesting. In the seventh year after it was built, Ezra Allah Ezra, Vihihi Biashnia. Ezra comes up, and they bring another, what do you call it? They bring another, so to speak, reckoning with them. Uvishanazu Hitzchilo, meaning another count. And so from the year that Ezra got there, they now started a new count of Shemitah. And they basically made what they call the 13th year of the second Beis HaMikdash being built a Shemitah year. Umana Sheva Shemitos. Then they counted seven cycles of Shemitah after that. The Kitcher Shnas Chamishim, then had a Yovel. Afish Lo Haisa Sham Yovel Bayashini. Even though they didn't actually observe Yovel during the second temple, Monan Hayu Osok did the Kadosh Shemitah. They would still count the Yovel in order to go ahead and know when Shemitah was. Okay? Elach Adal. Nimseis Lavad. So what do we see? Sheshana Shecharba Bayis Ba'achrona. So the year where the second temple was destroyed, Shetchilasa Mitishrei, okay, where the year starting from Tishrei, Sheachar Chorban, after the destruction, Kishnei Chadashim, right, was considered like 2 months. Because from Tishrei, right, remember it's destroyed in Av. Now, so from Tishrei, 2 months till Tishrei, from Tishrei, the count for Shemitah and Yovel that year, that would have been a Motzei Shvias year. Vishnas Tesva Mina Yovel Shehaisa. And it was the 15th year of the 9th Yovel cycle. Based on this counting, Shana Zu Shehi, so what year was this? Shnas Elef Mea B'Sheva L'Chorban, 1,107 years after the destruction, Shishnas Shmona B'Sheva Elef Ramios, which is the 1,487th year, right, based on the Minyan Shtaros, which if you use contracts and documents, that's what you would see, which is Shehi Shnas Sheishu Shloshim Teshim Shamios Ravayim Arbaz Apayim Litzira. That comes out to 4,936 years after the creation. Hishnas Shemitah, that's a Shemitah year. Hishnas Achas Esrim in Yovel, which is the 21st year of the Yovel cycle. Okay. However, halacha hey, aval kol ha-ga'onim amru. Okay, but all the Gaonim said, okay, what do you call all? What all the Gaonim said is, Shemisorah Sibiyadayim, Ish B'Ish, they had a special Misorah that was given down from teacher to student, teacher to student. Shalom Manu Ba'osan Hashem Shana. They did not count during those 70 years between Shabbat Chorban Bayis Rishon and Binyan Bayis Sheni, between the destruction of the first temple and the building of the second, during those 70 years, Ela Shmitos Bevah Belo Yovel. Okay, so they had a Mesorah that Yovel was not counted, right, after the destruction of the first temple during those 7 years, just Shmita. V'chein Mishachar Bahrona, and then after destruction of the second temple, Lo Manu Shnasa Chamishon, they didn't count the 50 years, Ela Sheva Sheva Lovan, Mithil Shnasa Chorban, rather seven, or cycles of seven, from the time of the Chorban, Mechin Ola Begemara Zechashbon Zehu Shekabala. And this comes from the Gemara through calculation, and this is our Misor. So this obviously raises one of the practical issues today, because since it is a Shemitah year, which is you see that based on the calendar, right, what the calendar said and what, so to speak, the Gaonic Misorah was are two different counts. And that's why today it's easy to say that Shemitah is the Rabbanah, because we don't really know when the Shemitah year is. Is it 777750, or do we stop counting Yovel? Halach above. Ram continues and says, "So this counting of the Shemitah year is very well known. For Semes, Eitzel Gaonim, Anshei Eretz Yisrael, people, the Gaonim Eretz Yisrael know this count. So none of them make any what do you call it? Though everyone relies basically on just counting seven and then seven and seven and not worrying about Yovel. If you follow this counting, Tishana Zu, Shishnas Sheva B'Me'ah Elav Chorban Motzei Shvias." What comes out to this, which is the 1,107th year after the destruction, right, would be a Motzei Shvias year. We rely on this Mesorah, and through this calculation, so we paskin based on this count, Meiser and Shmita and nullifying loans, because the tradition and the Mesorah are really big foundations of halacha, right? And we should rely on those. Okay, and obviously this raises a lot of questions among some other Rishon. Halacha Zion, Shnas Yovel, Ina Olam Minyan Shnei HaShavua. Now, the Yovel year is not counted, right, in the total set of the 7x7 Shemitah years, meaning you count seven sets of 7 years, Yovel's not included. Ela Shnas Teish Revi Shemitah, it's the 4 9th years of Shemitah year, and then Ushnas Chamishim Yovel, and then the 50th year is its own year. Ushnas Chamishim Achas, and the 51st year, now Tchila Sheishanu Shavua, is now the beginning, is the first year of the next set of seven, Nechen Chol B'Yovel Yovel. So normally speaking, Yovel is not part of the seven Shemitah count. It's its own year. Now, Mishigala Sheva Ruben Sheva Gav Chati Sheva Menashe. So when Ruben and or all the Shvatim that lived east of the Yarden, when they were sent to exile, Butluha Yovos, and then Yovel stopped. Shenema Ukrasim Drabar, it's a whole Yoshvea, Isman Shol Yoshvea. You have to have all the inhabitants of Israel living there, living in Israel. Who Shaloyu Miruvavin Shevet B'Shevet? It can't be that there's a all the Shvatim are mixed up. Elakulan Yoshim Kitakanan. Everyone's living on their appropriate land. Okay. Now, as you'll see, why is this going to be important? Because you'll see there's certain halachas that Yovel apply to. There's the Abdus issue. There's also the land returning to its ancestral owners. That's why everyone has to know where they live. When Yovel applies in Israel, applies outside of Israel, you don't require the existence of the Beis HaMikdash to have Yovel be applicable. One second. Now, lachatas, uvizman sheyobo noeg, noeg didn't have an ivri. Okay, so he's not going to get into the details yet. What he says at this point is that when yobel applies, the din of servants, of Jewish servants applies, the din bate erichoma, those are special lachas of people who live in walled cities, the din stay haram, the din stay achuza, these are fields dedicated to the base of Mikdash or ancestral fields, the kama ger toshav, and we also accept a ger toshav, which doesn't mean a convert, it means someone who is accepted, basically shemitz of Noah who wants to live in Israel, the nohege shvias varetz, shmita applies, Bashmatas Ksafim, so too nullifying loans. B'chol makom in the Torah, midaraisa applies evidence. It was man she'ena yovel noeg, but when yovel doesn't apply, is not working. Ener noeg echa mikol elu, chutz b'shviyas ba'aretz, bashmatas Ksafim b'chol makom, b'divrein kosh b'yon. None of these things apply, except for Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, midarabanan, and nullifying loans during the Shemitah year, anywhere you live, also midarabanan. All right, so again, midaraisa, it doesn't really function today. Lachiyud, mitzvah saseh, so while our focus normally on the 10th of Tishrei is always Yom Kippur, there's another mitzvah, which is to blow shofar. There's a mitzvah to blow shofar, what do you call it, on the Yovel year, on the 10th of Tishrei. The mitzvah zu misur lebezin tchila. So this mitzvah was given over to Bezin. Every individual must blow. Shenemar tavir shofar. The soka b'shofar, teisha kedek shogim Rosh Hashanah. You blow 9 blasts. Like let's like do in Rosh Hashanah, umavir and shofar b'chol gvul Yisrael, and the shofar is what do you call it? Is sounded throughout the boundaries and borders of Eretz Yisrael. Lachid alf now little halachas about shofar. Shofar shel yovel Rosh Hashanah echad hu l'chol davar. The halachas of the shofar of yovel the same as Rosh Hashanah. Ve'echad Rosh Hashanah ve'echad yovel tkios. So too when it comes to the types of the sounds, Rosh Hashanah and yovel are equivalent. Ella shebe yovel token beimi beizin shekitchu bo zechodesh beimi beizin shlokitchu bo zechodesh. Whereas by Yovel, we blow the shofar regardless of Beis Din was created the month. Okay, the whole Yachal Yachal Chayav Eskol calls Mancha Beis Din Yoshvin, right? And every individual is Chayav to blow regardless of Beis Din is sitting or not. Shlov Din Beis Din, right? So it doesn't matter if Beis Din is there or not. Every individual must blow. Halachis Beis Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbes. What about Rosh Hashanah that comes on Shabbos? Lo Hayu Token, they didn't blow Ela Beis Din Shekitchu Bo Zechodesh. They only blow shofar. Is in contrast to Yovel. They only blow shofar in Beis Din that was Mekadesh, just sanctified the month. In that case, not every individual, every individual was allowed to blow shofar only in the presence of Beis. Okay, Lucky Gimel, Shlosha Dvarim Achim Yovel. There are three things that are of crucial importance when it comes to Yovel. Tkia, okay, the sounding of the shofar, Vishilua Chavadim, letting the servants go, Vachzara Sados of Alein, and returning the fields to their owners. Zehu Shmita's Karka, that's what Shmita Karka means. Allah Yadal. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is also Seres Mechuba, lo hayu avadim niftar lebatayin, lo mishtabdin ladanayin. So the servants were like in this purgatory, okay? They weren't free yet, nor were they had to work for their masters. Velo asadus chos lebalayin, and the fields did not return back to their owners. Ela avadim oklim v'shosim v'smeifim. Right, so the servants were able to eat, drink, and they'd be happy. Vachroseim v'roseim, and their crowns were on their heads. Kema chigei Yom Kippurim, now once Yom Kippur hit, tiku bezim v'shofar, bezim will blow the shofar. Nifter of Adam Vatayan, then the servants are free to go, the Chazu Saros of Alayan, and then the fields are returned back to their owners. So when it comes to the idea of the land resting, okay, Yovel, the halachas by Yovel are the same as halachas by Shemitah. This is the hard part. Whatever is Asr during Shemitah, okay, let's say in this case the 49th year, in terms of working the land, would also be Asr in the 50th year. The kol shem mutter b'shvias mutter b'yovel, and whatever mutter and shmita is mutter b'yovel as well. Malacha shalokin alav b'shvias lokin b'yovel. Any malacha that you did in shmita that you would get malchus for, you get for yovel as well. V'din perish nas yovel b'achilo v'machir avir, k'din perish shvias l'chol davar. And so too, the kedusha shvias halachas we've been talking about apply and beer as well, all apply to yovel produce, just like they apply to shmita produce. Halacha desvayim. Finally, to end off this parak, yisera shvias al yovel, but there's more that shvias has over Yovel. Shashvias mishametes mishmitas ksafim lo Yovel. Because Shvias nullifies loans, but Yovel doesn't. But Yosu Yovel Shvias, Yovel is more than Shvias. Shay Yovel motzi avadim, because Yovel allows servants to go, mashmikarka, and also returns land to its ancestral owners. Vezeu din mechira sados amuras b'torah. This is the halacha of selling fields that's brought down the Torah. V'himitzis asay, that's a positive commandment, shnemar, ge'ulah titin l'aretz, that's a redemption of the land. Yovel mashmikarka b'chilaso. So Yovel also releases land in the beginning of the Yovel year. Ushvias, as we saw, the nullification of loans by Shemitah only applies elabisofa, only applies at the end of the seventh year, like Kamosha Yarn, let the Rabbim explain. That ends Perek Yud, and we will pick up Perek Yud Aleph tomorrow.